Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 122. In this episode, we're going to be talking about a quite exciting WordPress plugin that came on my radar, which I think even my co-host, Kurt, is quite interested in as well. We're going to be doing a review of a plugin called Webinar Press. I've been looking for something like this for quite a while. I really believe webinars, live webinars, are a great way to get a list for your pre-launch offer. It's a totally possible for somebody that hasn't got a big following to use it. So I've been really looking forward to this discussion. So, Kirk, would you like to introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Absolutely, Jonathan. My name is Kurt von Annen. I own a company called Mañana No Más, and we focus largely on membership and learning websites, as well as provide services to WP Tonic and Lifter LMS.
That's fantastic. And like I say, we're going to be doing a review of Webinar Press. Plus, in the second half of the show, we're going to be looking at the leading competitors and then our final thoughts. It should be a great show. But before we go into the meat and potatoes of this particular show, I've got a message from one of our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hi there, e-commerce store owner. At Omnisend, we help more than 100,000 e-commerce customers just like you sell their products. We're an all-in-one email and SMS marketing platform that helps you reach your customers, grow your audience, and increase sales. In fact, our customers have seen incredible results with Omnisend, averaging $72 in revenue for every single dollar spent. And if you ever have a question, our award-winning customer support team is available 24/7 every single day. That's one of the reasons we have more than 6,000 glowing reviews and ratings all across the web. So get started with Omnisend today and start growing your business with better email and SMS marketing.
We're coming back, folks. Before, like I say, we go into the review of Webinar Press, I want to point out that we've got some great special offers from the sponsors of the show, plus a curated list of the best WordPress technology to help you build a membership and community website. Plus, we've got a course done by Kirk that actually shows you how to build a membership or community website on WordPress from A to Z in the most easiest way. And plus, you get a half-price offer on the course. You can get all these goodies by going over to wp-tonic.com/deals. wp-tonic.com/deals, and you'll find all the goodies there. What more could you ask for, my beloved listeners? So let's go into it. So let's go into the intro. So like I said in the intro to the show, I really do believe doing webinars, especially live webinars, and doing them to your target audience is a great way of gathering an email list, promoting what you're doing, a pre-promotion, a pre-launch, and it's totally affordable with this particular product. I'm really quite excited. So if you were trying to explain this to somebody that come for a consultation, Kirk, how would you explain using webinars and your intro to Webinar Press?
I think, again, this is one of these great products, though, that use case is so important, because there's a difference between a co-hosted meeting or a video conference than an actual webinar. So I look at these webinars as the opportunity to actually teach or share or lecture rather than have a meeting. And so there's tools we've reviewed in the past that are great for live meetings, and then there's tools that are great for presenting, sharing, and teaching. And I think that this is that use case that takes that to a next level.
Yeah, there is a lot of overlap. I totally agree. There is a difference between a mastermind group and a public webinar. A public webinar classically is utilized to promote or offer to basically, in the land of online marketing, it used to be extremely popular and still is with some of the biggest names. It is the methodology they utilize all the time, using paid advertising to get people into a funnel to join a live webinar and then do their their sale afterwards. But I think it definitely has a purpose. In a lot of people haven't, they've got a lot of balls to juggle, and they normally don't really concentrate about how they're going to market. And I think it's a big problem. And a lot of marketing takes time, and they haven't got a lot of time. They need to get some results. But I think really listening to what we've discussed, finding your niche, finding a problem, a particular problem which your niche faces, and then having the webinar about that particular problem and just dealing with one or two elements of that big problem, and getting them and giving them some value, but getting their name and email and then making a pre-launch offer, it's a natural, and I think it's totally possible for anybody to utilize this methodology to start building up their email list. What do you reckon, Kurt?
But I want to take it just one more step further, like one more step to a finite point, why I think what we're talking about today is important. I think that every business initiative, however you want to phrase your project, I think it needs a home base. And I think the temptation is to reach out to this tool or that tool or the other tool when we could be doing things in our own property. Like, you'll hear Jonathan and I talk about Fluent CRM and Fluent Form. And that's because you're using a tool that's through your own website. And I think it helps with marketing and branding and things like that. And so as we discuss this particular tool, it's a tool that works within your own website. And I think that's important. So all the things that Jonathan mentioned is great, but you're also sending people to your site to view the webinar, as opposed to, hey, go to this erroneous make-believe third-party link somewhere, and connect with me in real time. It's in your own site, which I think is a major step for branding and recognition.
That's fantastic. So how would you explain webinar press? And I've had a look at it, you've had a look at it. What were the key things that you liked, and what were some of the key things that you didn't? Or I was quite impressed with what they've done.
There's a lot to be impressed with. However, first time jumping in to use it, I put it into a test site of my own. And I said, well, if we're going to talk about it, I should at least try and use it. And so there were a couple of things. Like, I remember the first time I wanted to go live on LinkedIn, and I was doing that connected to a Zoom. I had to open up Zoom, and then I had to get a code from LinkedIn, and then I had to put the code in and then connect. And meanwhile, while this is happening, I'm live on LinkedIn and that's going to Facebook already, right? And then I'm going, is this live? Is it not live? And I'm clicking different links or different tabs. And I found myself doing that with this product because I hooked up to stream through YouTube. And so I had to open the window, set up the stream in the site, and then set up the stream in YouTube and connect them. And then I had to start the stream in the site. But I noticed that when I replayed the stream in the site, it encompassed the material that I thought wasn't included in the stream. Am I making any sense? I probably just confused everybody.
No, you lost me there a little bit.
So YouTube recorded the whole live. And I thought I missed the first 30 seconds or 40 seconds while I was setting up in the site and connecting the stream. But when the stream was done and I replayed the stream through the site, it played the whole stream from YouTube, including the section I thought that I missed.
So I think to recap, to see if I got the right message, I know what you're saying, and this to get a YouTube live stream through, you just have to put in a bit of code, an API key, and there was a little bit, even just 18 months ago, especially LinkedIn, you had to jump through a couple little hurdles. And I think you're saying that that's what you get with webinar press. But do you think, because it was your first go, that after you've done it a couple of times, it won't be quite such a problem?
I think it would smooth out over time. This particular test that I did wasn't an API key. It was go live in YouTube and get a link, put that link in this field, and then they will connect.
Yes.
And it took a little bit for that for that special YouTube link to make the connection. I made the assumption that since I wasn't streaming through the site, nobody would see it, but YouTube picks up that data, that exposure, and then on the replay, it does come through.
Right. I'm going to ask us to quickly go through some of the options, what it offers. And then there's two things that I'm really excited about, which are external services that it works with. And let's start off with the main features, flexible scheduling options. So you can schedule your webinar. That's about right, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely.
Attendee polls.
That was interesting too, because you could put a poll right into the webinar and it was very easy.
I think the other thing that really, it sets up a page for your webinar, but you've got the option where you can just take some code and paste it on any page, and the other main thing that's really impressive, you get live chat, don't you?
I really like the chat feature. So there was live chat. You had mentioned pages, so it automatically sets up a registration page for you. So if you've scheduled it and you want people to pre-register, there's a registration page. And then when you go to do the presentation, there's a webinar room where you initiate the stream and the chat goes active.
Yeah. Automatic email reminders. Obviously, you got if it's on WordPress, you've got to have an email engine to send out the automatic email.
There's an important thing with that email reminder system too. Something that's been happening with Zoom lately that's been really ticking me off is you can schedule in Zoom now and mass email people through Zoom, and it doesn't seem to be like any kind of GDPR controls on that thing. I'm getting spammed like crazy from Zoom meetings. Your Zoom meeting's been rescheduled. I don't even have a Zoom meeting. What's happening here? This tool lists GDPR consent as part of the email tools and all of that stuff.
That's great. Mobile-friendly design. In-screen calls for action. Basically, you can have, it comes with a page that it produces. You can actually have a call. You can have an offer and then a click a button and it will gather their email, name and email. Or you can, like I say, take the code and paste it on the page, and you could utilize one of the key plugins like WP Funnels or Fluent CRM. Seamless integration. They do offer a number of integrations, and two of them I'm going to be talking about after we got through this list. Webhooks and internal APIs. Do you want to quickly explain what a webhook is, or do you think we should move on?
We should move on because you're bound to get some comments when I say it wrong. You know, it's like when you have a webhook to Stripe, right? My understanding is something happens and it's like a trigger or a response somewhere else.
Yeah. Syncs with the leading email providers. It does. Some of the SaaS base like MailChimp, and the list was reasonable, not totally extensive because there are so many folks, but some of the leading ones were there. Limit available places. You can put the limit on the amount, so to give the impression of shortage of secure access controls. Yeah, what about that one?
Say that one again with the controls, the access controls.
Yeah, secure access controls.
So my understanding is that that's a pro feature, and that's where it can restrict it based on, they can be a user in your WordPress site, they could have a certain role in your WordPress website, or it could be some kind of WooCommerce membership tie-in. But it's a pro feature, and I didn't examine it myself in detail.
They do offer a free version, and that's what we've been looking at, folks. The good news is the pro version is the bargain of the year, because for one site license is $197, folks. And compared to the other ones that we're going to be talking about, almost all of them are reasonable money per month. This is the bargain of, really is a bargain if it works, and I think it does. The The free version isn't crippled, but you do need to pay for the pro to get the true benefit of this plugin. Like I say, it's $197, which I think is a bargain. Would you agree with that?
After seeing what it does, I would say that it is a bargain. I'm talking as someone that just received an invoice from StreamYard for $826. So, yeah, this is a good deal.
That isn't a bargain.
That is not a bargain.
They got my buy the lower plan, and I was looking at some alternatives, but I just couldn't be bothered. But I got the lower plan, and they hit me for something slightly over $500. But I wouldn't pay the $800 plus for the next plan up. I don't think that's great value. Now, the two features that really, I did check this, folks, and is that it works with bunny.net, our beloved bunny.net, because unless you're going to use YouTube, and I don't think YouTube is a great thing to test, but I wouldn't utilize YouTube for my webinars. It works with Vimeo, it works with Vistia, but it does work with bunny.net. And because
saving money,
because you do need a hosting, but where the stream is being run on. And if you got that, costs a lot of money, but using bunny.net, it's not, and it works. And yeah, I just love it that it works with bunny.net. Did you know that? Did you that it worked with bunny.net?
I didn't connect it or play with it. I just used it directly through YouTube. I also have lifetime access to another platform, and I ran out of time. I was going to try and test it with that one to see if I could connect them.
Yeah. And the other great thing, folks, is... You can tell I'm excited by this, aren't you? It doesn't take much to get me excited. Is it works with our beloved Fluent CRM. It has native integration with Fluent CRM, my beloved Kurt.
That is fantastic. I thought you were going to say, because you've been really focused on SEO lately, I thought you were going to point out its SEO capabilities, which I never would have thought of as a video streaming webinar type product, but it has a form built into its interface that encourages you to put in titles and keywords and phrases so that it can index for SEO.
No, that's another great point. But it really does work with Fluent CRM. I don't know if it works with Funnel WP, because they're both great platforms, but it definitely, I checked, and it definitely works. But the bunny, if you're, you know, obviously you can use it with YouTube, but the bunny is so cheap compared to these other platforms because, you know, if you're going to really use it, and I think you should, as a real way of promoting, publicizing your upcoming course, really doing these webinars and pushing them to LinkedIn, to you and everywhere, it's just a great way. And you can really judge if there's a demand. You can really use it as a methodology to judge, is it worth building out your course? Is there any interest? Is the problem, you think? And we've said this before, haven't we, Kurt? It's best to go for a pain relieval than a vitamin. So you want a course that you're dealing with some real problems, a real urgency. What's your thoughts about this, Kurt?
I agree on a lot of the proof of concept ideas there, right? The whole idea of let's do a proof of concept. Let's see if we can gather any interest on this thing. So many times, you know, we consult with people that even if it's a great idea, if it's a great idea that they haven't shared with anybody yet, and then they release the website and they think they're going to make money on it, that's just a wish. Wishes don't generally come true. So, you know,
are you sure about that, Kurt?
Yeah. You have to take action. And so, you know, part of the leadership that comes with being an entrepreneur and a course developer and all those things is that you know, you're going to take action. And this webinar concept is a great way to sample that. What we didn't mention yet, speaking about sampling things and revenue, is this has a payment gateway in the pro version. Yeah. So you don't have to have you could have a very simple website, put in this, activate, you know, the pro version with the payment gateway, and you could start doing live webinars and trying to sell that time. And then you know, like if you have made revenue off of that very simple setup, then you tell yourself, hey, I've got video content and replays I can use for course content. I can use AI to convert some of that into, you know, textual summaries and things like that to make lessons out of. And then this could be the tool that helps you build the rest of that infrastructure out. It's a pretty exciting endeavor.
It really is, really. And is that through Stripe or PayPal or both, or just Stripe? Do you know?
Well, it's the pro version, so I didn't do it. I'm pretty sure it's at least through Stripe. I don't know if it's Stripe and PayPal or not.
Yeah, I think it's probably Stripe. I didn't check that. But thanks for pointing it out, because I forgot about that. Because what Kirk's pointing out is it's with just this plugin, you've got a whole methodology to test the idea, to pre-sell, to get a pre-launch offering, get people to sign up, prove, you know, and prove that people are prepared to give you money. You know, it's fine that they're going to give you their name and email, but if they're prepared to give you some actual money, that really proves that that you're probably on the right track. Because like what Kirk said, too many people, and I've done it myself, I've spent a lot of time researching, talking to vendors, thinking that if I offer this option to my own service package, that it's really going to be popular to my target audience, my clientele, and they're not interested. Having a really great idea is great, folks, but you've got to test it that there's actually a demand for it, don't you, Kurt?
The demand is huge. It's got to be, we talk about it all the time.
We do. I can't overemphasize. This is where so many people, when it comes to membership and community, they just don't do it, do they?
And it's not just demand. You have to identify who has the demand. That was my mistake, and I say it all the time. I'm not afraid to tell you my mistakes because I learned from
it. Well, you've learned from it. That's the main thing.
I made a course that was excruciatingly time-consuming, and I made this giant course, and then I sold it to all the wrong people. The people that I was teaching were not the people that would buy the course. Their bosses would be the ones that would buy the course. And so I had marketed to a completely wrong audience, and then I had to remarket to an elevated audience. But by then, I fear that I had already diluted my messaging because I sent it to the wrong people up front. It's really important to do your research and get this right.
I actually considering buying the multi-site and offering it as part of our package. But on before we go for a break, the one thing I do want to point out is that I think you're going to need some pretty good hosting. Do not try and run this on some budget hosting platform. It isn't going to be a fantastic experience. Something like this needs good hosting, something from Kingston, WP Engine or WP Tonic or anything, but budget hosting isn't going to play well with this. Would you agree with that, Kurt?
You know, it's the obvious. Yeah, you want good hosting. Like when you have the choice, you pick good hosting. Like that's like a dumb moment. But I don't know what kind of a drain on resources this does, because you're hosting the video through another source and it's really just kind of porting that. So I don't know if it's a big drain or not.
I meant more about dealing with the cache issue.
Yeah, caching is going to be a thing because you've got some dynamic content in there because it's managing, you know, registrants, what are your list of attendees, email reminders and all those kind of things. So from that perspective, yeah, you would definitely want to make sure you had a host that, you know, understood caching better and understood dynamic content.
And you don't get any kind of understanding with the cheaper, even
some of the big ones.
You're still going to have a, and they might not play well with you. But at least you can have the conversation with the budget one. They won't even know what you're talking about. So I can tell you. Right, I think we've had a good intro. It's time to go for our middle break. I think it's a fantastic product. Definitely going to have a look at it. We're going to go for our mid-break, folks. We've got a couple more quick messages from our major sponsors, and we'll be back in a few moments, folks.
Tired of hosting providers that can't handle high traffic loads? Convessio is here to help. Our platform can handle any amount of traffic, all without slowdown or crashing. With immediate Slack support, performance optimization, and a team that thrives on resolving technical challenges, your e-commerce business is in safe hands. Learn more about Convessio at convessio.com.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. We've had a great discussion, the intro to this great plugin webinar press. I surprised even Kirk. He said, I think it just came out of the blue. Have a look at this, Kirk. We will have a chat, have an episode about it. But before we go into the second half, where we look at some of the main competitors and some of the things you got to know, I want to point out that we've got a great free community, and that free resource is on Facebook. It's the Membership Machine Show Facebook group. I've been having some more people joining lately, which is great news. It's a fantastic free resource. If you've got any questions about anything that we discuss in the podcast, you can go there and put your questions and somebody will do their best to answer it. It's normally me. So it's a great resource. So go over to Facebook, put in the Membership Machine Show Facebook group. It will come up and it's totally free. We'd love you to join that community. So let's go straight into it. So I'm sure you've had these conversations about webinars before when you've had doing your consultations, because I have. And it's always been another painful conversation. So if somebody was coming to you and is saying, what are some of the things I need to know about a webinar platform, how would you approach initially the discussion, Kurt?
There's a couple of things that do work. And I'm going to go back to, because when we talk about these other competitive products, they're all going to fall short on the idea that they're not hosted or embedded inside the source website, inside your main root business website. That's a big plus to me. So when I looked at solutions that do work inside websites, I would do things like, yeah, I can do the Zoom integration and I can integrate Zoom with my website, and I can use Zoom meetings. I can also use Zoom webinars if I upgrade to that package. Jonathan, we'd looked at Jitsi before, and Jitsi could do live meetings, and you could also kind of
That's aimed for groups, and there is overlap.
You could kind of repurpose it, but it's not a perfect fit.
It's not meant for this. It's just
not there. The other one that you can do, and I've already mentioned, I got it.
Oh, let's go through the list first. I meant more the broad. Is there any broad that you think somebody needs to know before we delve into the individual ones?
Yeah. So I think what I started out with is the broad statement. The broad statement is, what are the tools that work well within your site, and how are you going to market and make your site the magnet for that activity?
Well, it's getting that name in email.
Yeah.
And also having the ability, if you want to make an offer.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is, like you said, this isn't a meeting. This is a promotional marketing scenario, isn't it?
Yeah. It could be educational. It could be marketing, but it's a call to action of some kind. It's not a meeting.
Yeah. So, like we've discussed YouTube, and its great strength is it's free and it's pretty rock solid, and you can put iframe on a web page, and but it's all the marketing, being able to take, you can use it, you can use it with webinar press, but I think for this specific scenario of a webinar, I don't think you, especially if you've got something like bunny.net, you don't want to use it. That's my opinion. What's your thoughts on YouTube Live?
For testing purposes, it's great. For content that is meant to be strictly open, free, and marketing centered, YouTube can be a good choice because, you know, it's, you know, a very highly ranked search engine in the internet space. So it can be a good space to work on your, you know, your domain authority and your ID, you know, I picture some other people, influencers in the WordPress space, so they host stuff in YouTube for that reason. So there are reasons to use YouTube, but if it is content that is more restrictive, more centered on a concept, I only want to share with a certain audience, I want that on a separate channel that I am in total control of, not something that is public like YouTube.
On to another one, Zoom webinar, or Zoom. It used to be the default because the others are not cheap. And this ain't cheap, really, but compared to some of the other. But it comes with a lot of bag. It's not done through the website, folks. It's an app. The app works on everything, though. This will not work with, yeah, and you're saying, well, this won't work with a free version of Zoom, and you're going to need a paid version of Zoom, and you're going to be thinking, well, if I use the free and the paid, you can have up to 100 people. Well, the thing is, though, folks, you don't get all the things that you need for a webinar, which you do get the Zoom webinar, which is like polls, question and answer sessions, chat, speaker background and name tags. But the thing is, you're going to need the pro version, which is going to start at about $159 a year. And then this starts for 500 attendees. Its lowest price per month is $79, which compared to some of the other ones we're going to be talking about, it's still one of the more budget. But if you're starting out and your budget's really tight, $79 a month, you know, that's why I think the $197 per year for the pro version of Webinar Press is a bargain. What's your thoughts on this?
When it comes to Zoom webinars, there's a certain comfort level that comes with the ubiquitousness of the platform. A lot of people are familiar with it. There's not a lot of onboarding to do. People get it. They sign in, they do the meeting, they get it. What I don't like is, you know, you're looking at something that's $80 a month and you're restricted on attendance. You're looking at something that, you know, you have those Q&A reactions and you've got those customized speaker backgrounds and things that you can do. But realistically, if I were to make an apples to apples comparison and say, do I want to open my webinar up in a third party application, or do I want people to stay on my site? And do I want to pay a premium for people to leave my site as opposed to have them stay on my site? I'm going to find a way to get them to stay on my site.
On to the next one, which is being put, which is always comes up, is Webinar Ninja. I always pronounce it not very well, but it's been around, but they've had their technical problems. People really pushed it in the early days. I think it was on AppSumo. I might be wrong about that, but I think they've been on AppSumo multiple times, but a lot of people had technical problems with them. I don't like the pricing model because they charge a flat fee per attendee. They have different plans, but I was looking at, and it's $1.20 per attendee per month. Yeah, I just don't like it. And I'm a bit, it's been a while, but I remember I was setting it up and we had a hell of a lot of problems with it. But it was a couple, it was about 3 or 4 years ago. So they're still in business. They're still, and I'm probably totally, they've probably ironed out all the problems. I don't know because I haven't used it in anger. I don't know if you know what the situation with them is, but I just don't like the pricing model, but you might have a different view of it. What do you reckon?
I signed up. I completely failed at integrating it and I got my money back.
That's a lot of wrong, am I?
Yeah. So, and that sounds mean. I know it does. And I'm going and I'm looking.
Less meaner than me.
You know, I'm looking at the history books and going, it's been a long time. I'm sure if they're still in business, they've fixed some things. But it was like, it was during the time when this company called Prime Meat had come out. They're not even in business anymore. They're gone. And that was the same thing. I put it in, nothing worked. So the pricing structure for me, I don't do well with this. You know, we talk about bunny.net a lot and we promote bunny.net a lot. But, you know, when I send new customers to look at their pricing page, they leave just as confused as people on this page. Here's the difference. At bunny.net, you do the math at the end of the month and you saved money. On this platform, I'm trying to figure out if I would make money or save money or what. And it looks like this could get expensive on me really pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. But I understand why Bunny couldn't give you a flat rate because they don't know how much bandwidth you're going to use. But I can assure you, no matter how much bandwidth you're using, it's going to be about 1/5 the cost of the other video streaming services. Unless you're using YouTube, that's just the reality, isn't it, Kurt?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just when you come across, you know, what looks like a video hosting service and it says $3.60 billed annually, it really makes my caution flags go up. I'm like, I got to read the details and see what this really is. And as I went through this, I was like, okay, so it says unlimited registrants, but then you get charged per registrant. So it's like, okay, what does that mean? And then you have to look up their glossary of terms to figure out what they define an attendee as. And then you go, well, that's different. And then, you know, it's just not what you think. And it's one of those things, like the way that it's marketed causes me to look for another option.
On to the next one, which I only come on my radar doing the research for this show, which is Webinar Geek. I do like the name though. You're pretty good. It's very similar price to Zoom though, $79 for the basic, then up to $119 for the premium. But at least you've got two prices. And I like the website. I don't know, it's web-based, I presume. I don't know, do you know anything about them or what was your insights having a quick look over them?
Their user interface is modern. It kind of has like that glass look appearance.
Mm.
So it's very modern, and I think that that goes a long way right now. I think about like, I know that you're not the fan, but I am. I really like the Sky Pilot theme with Lifter, and this looks like this would be a natural fit for that kind of
feel. I love it, but I just don't like full site editing. That's my opinion.
Yeah. So, but when I think about looks and feels, it's like that's a modern theme. This is a modern user experience. I think that they kind of go well together, but when I looked at this, and you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong, because maybe I am wrong, but when I looked at integrations, it integrates with like HubSpot, Salesforce, but it doesn't say integrates with WordPress, which is telling me I'm going to have to send people to some third-party app or something to be able to see these webinars, and it's not connected to my website. Am I correct or am I wrong?
I didn't do enough, but I noticed that they're not promoting it and they don't offer the information. So I presume it's not thing. In my experience with these pages and feature pages, if they're not promoting it, it means there's a reason why they're not promoting it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we had looked at Whereby for meetings, and Whereby has a whole developer section about how to take its code and its this and use it in different platforms and things. This, I wasn't seeing that information. So I tried to do the research for you folks. I tried to say, is this a WordPress thing? It doesn't look like it is. So it looks like you could run a really great looking webinar, but it would be on something other than your WordPress website. And so you'd be playing that game with two different things to send your people to.
On to AME. Looks pretty good, but it is the price. It's, you know, for 500 attendees. Was it 100? I think it could be just 100, actually. It's 167 a month.
That was for 100 attendees.
That's for 100.
And then it says scalable to 10,000.
I'm sure it is, but God knows if. Real Geeks looks, yeah, what can you say? On to the next one. That's all I can say about it, really. What, you got anything more to say about it?
I kind of had a question for you.
You're going to put me on the spot, are you?
They had a lot of screenshots of their sites and their samples. What did you, did those look like what you would expect in today's modern design era, or did you think they were kind of retro, or what did you think?
It wasn't that great. It, even the site looks a little bit.
It looks sassy to me. It looks like, you know, like a SaaS platform where it's like, here's a gradient background and then a splash of this and a splash of that. But it didn't have a high sense of design to me. But then
it's aimed at higher corporate clientele because they're promoting Spotify, Ford. If you look at the global, it's aimed at, you know, it's aimed at more the corporate market, isn't it?
Yeah, it has a whole section called customization. And when I looked at it, it was like weird, strange, cartoonish like patterns and things like that.
Yeah,
and whereas I think I'm used to a much more stark user interface that's more, I think of enterprise as being, you know, stark and sterile. I don't think of it as being like cartoons and hearts and emojis bouncing in the background.
The other thing that before we go to the one, let's go for the last one, which is Livestorm, 100 active contacts. See, I didn't like that. It's not users, it's contacts. Is that people in your email list? It does start the pro starting from $79. And it's got a better website than the last one. I just don't like the pricing model. You know, what's a bloody contact? You know, what's your thoughts on Livestorm?
Well, if you jump that to 500 contacts, it's $300 a month.
Yeah, I know. And
that got me thinking like, wow, this is another one of those that when I start to scale, I'm going to get really penalized for the positive growth of my own business.
It's one way of putting it.
Yeah, it just seems like it's very progressive pricing for me. Instead of getting better and better with volume, it seemed to almost get worse and worse with volume. And it says, estimate your active contacts volume down at the bottom, right? Your average number of events per month, average number of registrants per event. And then you kind of, you know, it does this little math calculation for you so you can figure out what to budget. But that kind of scaling for me in this project becomes a burden that I don't really want to have to deal with.
It's kind of also aimed at the corporate market, isn't it?
Yeah, and I will say, I'm going to go out on a, because I just dinged the other one on this one, but their screenshots and their examples of a user interface are pretty dang clean and crisp, and I'm going to say, like from an enterprise corporate standpoint, I think this is the bar to set. This is the level where people, it's not cartoonish at all. It's
because like you work for a major motorcycle manufacturer, global, you know, like $500, that's even registered. Well, in a way, it does or it doesn't, because that could be really mean, can't they? They don't want to some way spend anything. But if they do make the decision $5,000 per month, it doesn't really.
It's only money.
Yeah. So I think it's just a kind of... because I want to finish this before the hour, because I've been taking up a bit too much of your time lately. You can see why Webinar Press, they've got a good... because there isn't much... because the problem with Zoom, the real... I think it's only Zoom or Webinar Geek myself. They're the only two. And the problem is, if you're doing the Zoom, do you have to do that insane thing that we have to do when people sign up for WP Tonic and they want to use Zoom for meetings?
And it's the same integration.
You still got to do the same, make an app. It's such a pain in the posterior. That's why I think it's not bad value, but I couldn't recommend Zoom now because you've got to go through that horrendous, which we do for people. You can't go, and it's not, it's just, after you've done it a couple of times, and you made a video and you made some notes, it's not too bad, but it's such a pain in the posterior, isn't it?
It is. But I got to give them credit where credit's due. Once you get through that painful setup process, it works.
Yeah.
And what I don't like is, you know, you can put the webinar pages and all that stuff is in your site. It's in your site. But when you click come to my meeting, it opens up in an app and then it's running on an app. So there's that. Now your viewers do have the option to open in a browser or open in an app. They get the choice. So if they have the app installed, they can see the webinar in the app or they can see it in the browser, but they're not seeing it on your website. Whereas with Webinar Press, which we've been talking about, that's in your site. The other product that is not on the list that we didn't discuss yet, and it's a product that you've used before, Jonathan, was WP Stream. WP Stream allows us to take like a StreamYard thing or a Zoom thing, whatever, and port that to the site. And that works in a similar way.
Yeah, but they don't provide the live chat and the question.
No.
See, that's why I didn't do it.
And so that is like if you want to do like a show in your website but not have the engagement features, that's there. StreamYard webinars. You can get the code from StreamYard and embed it in your website like an iframe. And you can have a webinar in StreamYard that goes right to your website. Boom, bada bing. You know, Bob's your uncle, it's done. But like I said, I just got an invoice for $826 from StreamYard that I'm not paying and renewing with. I don't have that type of funding for that type of...
Well, it's just the value price matrix, and it just isn't worth... And there's a couple alternatives now. I'm sure you're looking at them.
Yeah.
There's a couple, and they're much better. They're actually better and cheaper. I think if I could have got a similar service for around $300, $350, but I'm only paying like $520 and it just wasn't worth me. And I do use StreamYard, like I'm doing 3 podcasts a week. So I thought it just wasn't worth the aggro of me canceling.
For what it does, it's a great product. It's just the value proposition isn't matching its outcome any longer. That's all, because I do screen capture recordings, tutorials, I do live presentations, podcasts, all the stuff through StreamYard I was doing. I've got to find a different option because I'm not going to pay that budget anymore.
Well, yeah, we all got to do. You got to watch the pennies because it's hard to make a buck.
You can either make more money or you can save some money. And right now in this economy, saving money seems easier than making money. So that's kind of the ballpark I'm in. I didn't even know about Webinar Press until you brought it to my attention, Jonathan. And then I installed it, I tested it, I worked with it, and I'm impressed at how it works. And like I said, it stays in the site. I put people to my site to see it. I was just a little clunky on activating the live feed with the actual connection. But I think I could get over that pretty quickly.
So Zoom definitely, folks, rock solid, but there are some negatives with it. The only other one, I think, apart is Webinar Geek, but I haven't used it in anger. So I don't know I'm sure it's improved, but I just cannot recommend Webinar Niger. I just can't do it, folks. I've been told they're very nice people, but I had other people say that their support was sometimes a little bit iffy. But if we're just looking at the facts, Webinar Geek, but I've not used it. So, but all the ones apart from Zoom, it's the only one I can see that's half plausible. What do you reckon?
I like the user interface, and it's, sometimes that's enough to win me over. Because I there's a certain look, there's a certain feel, there's a certain expectation, you know, to go with the product that I'm trying to promote. And so I do like their interface, and I like the way that that part works. So that makes total sense to me. Sending people offsite to attend is against what I want to do. But when I look at the other ones that we had mentioned, like AirMeet, that just doesn't, the look and feel isn't what I need it to be. And the customization options didn't seem to give me what I was expecting.
But still, if you look at Webinar Geek, you know, you're talking about something slightly under $1,000 a year. If you're paying month to month, I'm sure you're only going to get 20%. So you're still probably looking at 800 compared to under a couple hundred dollars for the year for Webinar. Plus what you got to pay bunny.net, which won't be based on my experience. You need a lot of webinars and a lot of streaming to get any considerable bill from bunny.net. So I think it's a great offering.
Nothing that we discussed financially is even in the ballpark, Jonathan. Every single one of them that we've mentioned, you know, with the numbers, Webinar Ninja, you know, the AirMeet, and then, of course, we were just talking about Webinar Geek. When you say $1,000, that's for 250 users capped at, not 500. You know, so when you get to 500, you're looking at almost $1,700 a year. So why would I pay that if I could go Webinar Press in my own WordPress website and pay for bunny.net to host the video stream?
The only thing that I didn't like was that they don't tell you who makes it. There isn't a decent About Us page. There's nothing on the website that tells you who it is and who's behind it. There's nothing. And a lot of people, it doesn't matter because it's not huge money. And so it doesn't put me off enough to really be enthusiastic. But I do like About Us page, and I like to know who's the person behind it or the people behind it. Kurt.
Maybe it's the chocolate factory.
No, I don't think it's too good a bargain for that. If they were doing it, it'd be about 1,500. So, Kirk, what's the... He's laughing because it's true. Definitely true. Kirk, what's the best way to find out more about you and if people want to search you out and get some of your great knowledge and advice?
Well, if people just want to connect and communicate, I do a lot of that through LinkedIn. I'm the only Kirk Von Onen there, so it makes it easy for me to share that. And then when you find me, you know you've got me. And then for business, it's Mañana No Más, like tomorrow no more in English, right? Mañana No Más. That's on X, Facebook, and of course, mañananomás.com.
That's fantastic. And like I say, if you want to support the show, go to the WP Tonic YouTube channel, or we've got these shows up there. You can watch me and Kirk. Plus, we do a ton of videos every week around membership, marketing, all around membership and community. It's a great resource. And if you subscribe and hit the bell, you'll be told when we make new videos. And it's a great, another great free resource. We will be back next week for another great Membership Machine Show. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.